Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our show, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Here we are to take your calls. Exciting. Very exciting. It is. 914-338-0164 is the call number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We do have a caller in queue, 661. We're going to get to you momentarily. But first, we want to let others know how they can follow us on social media. Our accounts are linked via our Blog Talk Radio homepage. That's Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. And you may follow our pages or like our pages or send us friend requests and keep up on our activities. You know what made me sad is that I posted a reel of our cats and not many people responded. They were really outranking us in popularity on the posts I made of various pictures, but they weren't set to music, these posts. Or I did set them to music afterward, but they're, you know, the pictorial posts were, we were kind of amazed going, what the heck is going on? Our cats have like dozens upon dozens of likes and our radio show gets like two. But now the poor little cats.
Well,
I made a cute reel of Olive.
Every living thing has their ups and downs during their careers.
I know. They're going through a little lull in their popularity, I guess. But the reel's good, and it's a good song. It's a good song. If you like electronic music, I did choose, you know, some of my other songs I set to reels are a little old-fashioned. Not all, but I did choose the Carpenters for one, Rufus Wainwright for another, and then this is like, you know, it's very hip. It's a hip song. I suggest checking it out, everybody.
Well, they're licking their wounds, but I think they'll survive.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, we do have a caller. Would you like to take the caller? Is there any other announcements? Yeah, we made the eight out of 80 podcasts, best podcasts you should be listening to for 2024. We're the only psychic show. NPR is ahead of us. I think that's the first ranking show, but we're in esteemed company. So that is an honor, and we should be getting more traffic. What is this? Someone likes us out there, 661.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. Fine, thanks. Carrie from Upland. I mean, not Upland, what am I saying? Acton.
Acton, yes.
Yeah. Yes, Carrie. Give us your birth date again, Carrie.
6680.
I knew it was the high numbers in your birth date. I was going to say 6 or an 8, and it's
6, 6, 8, 12, 22,
but she's a 30 equals 3. Actually, you know what? We're the same karmic and master number, Carrie. Did I do that right? 12, 22, 30.
Awesome.
Yeah. It is awesome. Like the parting of the Red Sea. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Carrie, what is going on?
So I called today because I've been having some physical pain for a little while in my body, and recently it got worse. Just wanted to see if there's anything that you guys see or can pick up on that.
Physical pain in your body. And has this been checked out by a doctor? Because, I mean, the first thing we want to say is that we are not doctors.
Yes.
We're psychics. So we cannot diagnose.
Yes, I left that part out. The doctors have checked into it, and they cannot tell exactly where it is.
They can't tell where it is. They can't
No.
tell what is causing the pain.
They cannot.
Based upon what determination? Did they run a test?
Yes, I did a CAT scan, and they can't see anything that would be causing the pain. But the pain is pretty severe. Like, I want to cry each day.
You what? You want to cry? Did she say?
Yeah, it's super painful.
Oh.
You're not doing it. Neil thought you said you went to karate. So, I don't think she's doing karate. Well, this is, you know.
We can give you our psychic impressions, but we can't give you our medical impressions.
Well,
we can be psychic.
Exactly.
Well, I was just reading this article. God, what muscle was it about? I mean, that's the problem is I don't remember what. But they were talking about pain in the body that doctors cannot find, and they were. I think it had something to do with the back and the legs and pain in that area and the fact that doctors, you know, can't by CAT or PET, not PET scan, but MRI, find problems in certain people's bodies. But the pain is very, very, very real. And they talked about stretches to do. I mean, I did not read the article thoroughly, I must admit. But
you know, you've got to realize, too, that doctors
are limited.
Doctors won't even comment on a part of the body they're not trained to comment on.
Well,
they won't even suggest. A lot of them won't even comment.
Whoever ran this CAT, that you got a CAT scan? Did you go to ER or something?
No, I just went to the doctors complaining of pain, and so they, you know, they said do this, do that, take this medicine, it should go away. The pain never went away.
Okay.
And so they did a CAT scan.
Well, it's interesting. They did a CAT scan. So this is not a CAT scan, I wouldn't, if it was orthopedic problem, for example, MRI is usually what a doctor will send you in for if it's like non-urgent. CAT scans expose you to radiation and are much faster. I mean, MRI, you have to be in the machine for like 30 minutes upwards. A CAT scan is like a few minutes to upwards of that, but not they're generally much shorter. So I guess where I'm a little bit surprised is that they sent you for a CAT scan initially, because that seems like something that they would do in like an emergency department or a specialist would do. Did you see a specialist, or is this your general practitioner?
I must have misspoke. It was a long time that I was in there, so it must have been an MRI. I was in for 45 minutes while they were scanning me.
That's an MRI. That's not a CAT scan.
Yes, that's what they did.
And you couldn't have any jewelry on, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
In the MRI machine, because it's magnetic, and so there can be no metal, and you have to do a questionnaire about metal. Okay, so now we've determined the right exam.
Yeah.
You know, if you have metal plates in your body, da-da-da-da. Okay.
You know, as long as we're discussing this on
psychic. And we have another caller, by the way, 770. Okay.
As long as we're discussing this on psychic terms, there is a truth behind the concept of emotional pain that becomes physical, that originates in the brain due to the impact of emotions. Now, for instance, Carrie, if you had an emotional childhood, if you had an abusive parent, if you had a severe accident as a child, does any of those concepts apply?
No.
Okay, so there's nothing. And have you gone through any emotional episode in your life that was really devastating?
Yes.
Other than like deaths in the family and stuff like that, that's pretty much the main.
Well, you had, I mean, I want to point out that you had a very significant experience with your current husband, which was his near death.
Yes, that is correct.
What's
so that?
That
was traumatic. He had, what was it? His stomach exploded. His intestines exploded.
Yes,
essentially, right?
Uh-huh.
And that was like on their first date. And so,
were you present when that happened?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, was it shocking?
It was very shocking.
Yes. Now, remember, that goes into your visual energy, which mixes with your emotion, which now gets dispersed into your nervous system. And that sits there and festers and starts to aggravate the energy of your nervous system, which now equates to neurotic pain or neurological pain.
Not neurotic, neurological.
Well, but neurotic too.
I understand what you're saying.
The psychological impact conditioned you to see something shocking, wherein you took in the energy of that episode and stored it in your brain. And I think that, so when I say it's an emotional pain that's graduated into a neurological pain, that's my psychic impression, Carrie, which could become part of sciatica.
That's where I'm going.
How does the pain radiate through your body?
That's what I wanted to ask too. Are you experiencing not only pain, but nerve pain, numbness, tingling
yes.
with this pain?
Yes.
Yeah. That's where I was going. So we were on the same road.
So
different
doctors
paths,
won't necessarily, that won't get,
converging.
That doesn't get absorbed in tests. That's a part of the subtlety of the human system.
Actually, it does. You can get an MRN. If you have nerve problems, they can do what's called an MRN. I've never had it ordered. I've never seen it ordered for someone with a nerve problem, so I don't know why it's not ordered. But it's a study of the nerves, just as you can do a study like of the arteries and the whole capillary system.
The thing is, there's no doubt you have pain, and there's no doubt that there isn't a test that might register some form of condition of pain in your nervous system. But, then they'll say, well, we don't know where it's coming from. And what we're suggesting, at least for this reading, that it's an experience that happened when your boyfriend or current husband's intestines exploded, and now we got to go into our condition of karmic energy. So what's your husband's birth date?
It's 6/12/67.
5/7 or 6/7?
6/12.
No,
6/7.
6/7.
6/7.
He's a 30.
So,
you guys are.
So you see, together you become an 8, which is in your year.
Seven,
you have
nine,
the same month.
19.
And
And
your years add up to your master number. Now we know there's a connection. And did your husband ever have any neurotic habits like smoking or drinking, or does he get nervous, or does he have a weak constitution?
He gets anxiety a lot.
Does he smoke marijuana?
Well, wait a minute. What is the cause of his anxiety?
He doesn't breathe very well. So when he feels restricted by his breathing, then he gets anxious.
Restricted by breathing?
Yeah.
He feels like he's not able to take in enough air.
My interpretation is that you and your husband have come back to the earth as soulmates, and that the condition of this pain in your part resulted from the impact of your husband's intestines exploding, plus the energy that he's come in with that has caused him to have anxiety. And you're taking that in, you see, through your chakras, and it's now formulating into a pain syndrome. That's my interpretation.
Okay. And my last question is, I was speaking with a lady recently, and she said to go and check into I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but I think it's Reiki, R-E-I-K-I. Yes.
Very. I mean, very familiar.
Reiki, Reiki will do you as much good as perfume will do to B.O.
It's very, very popular.
That's not
going to
help me.
It's very popular. I mean, it's the modality of, you know, using hands to transmute energy, essentially, and heal.
It might mask, you know, it can, you know, if you have a toenail fungus, they can say, well, put Clorox on your toenails. What it does is it treats the surface of the nail, but it doesn't get into the root problem. Because if you have fungus on your toenail, it comes from a root problem inside your body.
Right. The Reiki practitioner is not going to find this connection between the trauma that your husband had and why it's manifesting in your body and why you two are together on a karmic level because of past life energy and why these things have manifested in this life. You're not going to find someone.
Might be some surface solutions.
You're not going to find anyone who does that.
But according to my interpretation, it's not going to go deep enough.
Okay. Do you guys have suggestions of how to help me with this pain?
Well, I mean, we just gave you a suggestion. I don't know. It's neuropathic pain, obviously. Is it back leg?
Yes.
Okay. So we've got the right, I mean, we're in the right area on the right track. What to do?
There's
a million things.
There are many things. Continue with your doctors. You can try Reiki. You can try Reiki. Continue with your doctors. But I think the energy, in my mind, is in your chakra system. And that goes to a different degree of interpretation and application.
Right. And again, we can give medical advice. However, I'm just going to throw some things out there. Just ask a couple other questions. Are you having any pelvic pain along with this pain? Any pain in the hips?
Yes.
Both to the above?
No, it's my left side, so it feels like it's in my buttocks, where it radiates from, and then it goes down to my knee.
Your knee, I get it. Believe me, I get it. But no pelvic involvement.
No.
You have a history of menstrual cramps?
Yes.
Severe?
I did recently have a hysterectomy.
Oh, you had a hysterectomy? How did that go? How is that working out for you?
Wonderful. No
really?
More period.
Well, okay, so you had a period. You weren't in menopause or anything, or were you in perimenopause when you had a hysterectomy? No, you just...
Did it have any after effects, side effects, anything that affected your libido or your life?
Well, it's...
Yeah.
Affect?
So it did affect?
It did, yeah.
To what degree?
Probably like 50%.
50% of your libido has been cut?
Yeah, I would say.
Did your body change?
Only since I've had this pain have I not been able to exercise and maybe gaining a little bit of weight.
Well, what date did you have the operation?
About 2 years ago. It was after David's surgery.
2022?
I would say, it's 24 already. Maybe 2021.
2021. And did you keep your ovaries?
Yes.
So you're still... You're not menopausal because
yet.
You're not menopausal. You're still producing estrogen from your hormones. And actually they say that your ovaries produce hormones. They actually produce testosterone well into your 80s, 90s. So they're always producing hormones. So.
Okay, so here's the numerological explanation. You had your hysterectomy when you were approaching 42 years old. 42 years old divided by your master number would be 14. 14 is applied to your 6 in your month and your 8 in your year when you add it up next to a 0. I think that your pain is caused by karma, which blends into the present energy that was rooted by karma, which now is involved in your emotional field, which is now translated into your nervous system and that pain syndrome. And like I said, Kristen can continue, but in my conclusion, I would say, you know, follow your doctor's orders, do Reiki if you want for surface, but to go into in-depth, you know, one, you could do a reading with us, a private reading, see where that goes,
okay.
Or you can find somebody else who deals with the emotional aspect of pain, like a trained psychologist.
Well, the other thing you can do also, and I'm surprised they haven't recommended a physical therapist. I'm really surprised they haven't recommended a physical therapist for this type of pain. Stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't.
They're saying it's coming from nowhere. So if a physical therapist might be able to show her some stretches, because there's probably pressure on her sciatic nerve if we're talking about...
They don't, because it's not really rooted into your karma. Mm-hmm. And these doctors are responding subconsciously to an area they don't know what to deal with. And so they could suggest that. But in my estimation, that's back to the perfume on bio.
Yeah,
they
may be.
It's not going to really connect deeply. I don't even know if chakra would, but I know that in my estimation, that's where it's coming from.
It's difficult. I mean, that kind of pain is difficult to get rid of once you've got it too. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you see an end date? Like, is this, you know, going to last 2 years?
I can't predict an end date. It just depends on how you deal with it. I mean, it depends on how you deal with it and how receptive your doctors are, how intuitive your doctors are. You know, there's functional medicine doctors that you might There's functional medicine doctors that you can see that might address this or approach this differently, and they might involve more of the emotional aspect of your being and incorporate into why you might be having this problem. So that may be a route I take. What did you want to say that was important?
When you talk about do you see an ending, now you're asking us to be psychic. And there is an idea that your psychic energy could result in an end to this by the tail end of you. How old are you right now, 24?
No.
I'm
43.
This could end when you are 45 years old. So
could 45 is what I said.
You could have an end to this in about roughly a year and a half to 2 years. You know, in a private session, even if it's by phone.
Well, she knows. They've done private before.
It's an attitude of discussion. It's an attitude of certain methods of breathing, even during instruction. And it's a matter of how your body is going to dispense with the residual energy of what is causing this.
But I mean, that's a 45 is your next cycle of what is it? What is there, 15th cycle of three? 15th cycle of your master number. So that's why that is the next projected possible date where this would end. But I mean, I've had sciatic pain since I was 14 years old. I had a long illness. I had pneumonia, and I was in bed for like 6 weeks over the summer between 13 and 14. And that's when I got it, laying in bed. I don't really think there's anything that's been defined as to why I have it. Nothing has been shown. Minor herniations. I mean, I'm not constantly, it's not I have flares. So it's not like I'm constantly in a state of like being in a 7 or 8 level pain, but I do get some pretty painful flares and, you know, I haven't figured it out. So that's my story.
That's horrible. That's a long time.
It's a long time, but it also, you know, whatever. People in my family had it, so that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know. But we wish you luck. Oh, are you on HRT?
What is that?
Hormone?
No.
So
no,
decided...
because they kept my ovaries.
Oh, yeah, but sometimes they still will supplement. If you
keep
ovaries. I knew. I was curious. No, okay.
No.
How long were you in the hospital after the operation?
Probably outpatient.
It was just the next day I was able to leave.
Well, did they do a robotic procedure?
No, not at this hospital.
So they did did they do an incision, like a bikini cut, or did they do like laparoscopic?
Like a laparoscopic.
So smaller incisions?
Yeah,
okay.
Real small.
Okay.
Let me ask you something real quick.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get to our other caller.
Okay, really quick. Ashlyn, they have a Shakespearean festival there. Are you aware of that?
No, she's in Acton.
No.
Acton?
Yeah.
Oh, Acton.
Yeah, they have Farm Sanctuary there.
Acton? Where's Acton?
Here. It's like, you know, in the, where are you? It's east of us, right? East of the ocean.
Yes, and we're just north of, like, Magic Mountain in Santa Clarita.
So by Valencia, essentially.
Yeah, by Valencia.
By Magic Mountain?
One of those old fonts.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to know. It's not Ashland. I thought you said Ashland.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for answering all your questions.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thanks for getting in touch, Carrie. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye. And if she hasn't already done so, she should join us on Facebook. She was once on our Facebook. Now she's not. I don't know. Get back on our Facebook, Carrie. Lots
face
of exciting things. Yes, and our cats are on there. They're so cute. Okay, 770.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Oh, hi, Maddie. Hi.
Maddie.
What?
Maddie from Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
Christy, I want to know, I think the last time I spoke with you and Neil told me to make sure I let him know I was had a discussion about my daughter.
Yeah, I remember.
Make sure that I let him know if she was having car problems. So later I did find out her alarm system kept going off. I never got back to you guys, but
okay.
I wanted to let you know that. And I wanted to ask, do you guys help with dreams?
We can do dream interpretation. Just let's get your birth date again. I think she's like a 9.
745.
Hold on. 18. Yeah, I was right. Yay, I remembered her birthday, 27/9. Not your birthday, but your, and you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
So you're going to be, you're 79.
Yeah, I turned 79.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting,
yeah.
Because that's in your code. I mean, your karmic number is 27 equals 9. So going back, if you ignore the equal sign in the two, that's your age, 7/9. It's in your karmic master number code.
Oh, I'm interested in how you guys do numerology. It's very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can kind of work with the numbers if you're doing it right. People try to do numerology and then they, like, you know, aren't, doesn't make sense a lot of the time, but we have a method to our madness. Okay, do you want to tell us your dream? I mean, or do you want to give us an update on your daughter first? Because the daughter was causing particular problems. I remember she's traveling around. She travels. She lives at home. And we were saying, what's up with that? You know, this adult daughter who is, like, dependent on you but is kind of living whatever life she wants. What's going on? Is she still living at home?
Yes, she's still here, and I said to her one morning, I got up and I went to her and I said, I would like for you to leave. I said, because I just want you out because I want peace in my life. And she looked at me and I walked out. So I went back to my bedroom and I heard her walking down the hallway saying, put me out. And I hopped up and I say, why are you upset? She say, we put me out. I don't have anywhere to go. I said, you don't have anywhere to go. I said, that's what I've been trying to tell you over the years, to get it together. But I said, I know that everything has escalated and all of that. I said, but you will have to, I got to have peace. I refuse to live the rest of my life bothered with some other people's shenanigans. I just refuse to. So my attitude was, you got to go. But she calmed down and she started kind of acting sweet, you know, trying to charm and like, you know, when are we going to go to dinner again and that kind of a thing, da, da, da. And so I'm on to that. So she's been, I can kind of like this respect and I guess fear must have set in when I told her that and she saw that I was serious. So she's been kind of acting like childlike, like, you know, humble and that kind of a thing. So I'm just watching. As long as she just like humble and leave me alone with, I don't want no shenanigans, and I'm good. I mean, because I do see the good side of her. I do see that part also. But it's just that negative side, that you know, side that is like, oh, God, I just kind of get some of my skin.
I guess you're set to dealing with that if she's going to be in your home and you just kind of have to manage.
And it's have to keep, be serious with her, put my foot down, let her know that I'm serious, you know. And sometimes that's what it takes. You got to get a little stir in there, let them know, you know, this is what I mean. Or, you know, because if not, sometimes they'll take your little kindness and for granted. And so that's where I am with that now.
Good. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean, do you want to tell us the dream?
The dream was, it was my father. My father's on the other side. It was my father. I believe it was my father. I just got bits and pieces of the dream. And my father, all I remember of the dream is it was my father, and he laid down, looked like it was concrete. He laid there, and he just laid down on the concrete, the ground, and I happened to look around, and I thought, oh, my God, how in the hell did that happen? Looked like I could see the crack in his skull. And he held up, looked like, in the dream, it appeared that he was going to hold his right arm and his hand and touch the back of his head. And I thought, how in the hell did that happen? So I started running and thought, oh, my God, I got to call 911. I got to call 911. And I woke up.
Okay. So let me ask you a few questions.
Well, I mean, if your questions are the same as mine, go ahead.
As far as you know, did your father ever have any altercation with the law or any altercation with a fellow human being where it turned out to be pretty serious or violent or confrontational?
Not that I know of.
Did he ever have any... Was he ever ticketed by the police? Did he ever have any...
That's a good question. Not that I know of.
Well, you see...
I left home when I was like 17, 18, and I never go back. So I don't, you know, everything was told to me, so I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, in the old mobster days, they used to kill, mobsters would kill their rivals through any means and then bury them in cement. Now, your father, that dream you had was a distressing dream. And it indicated that his skull was perhaps cracked and he was lying on cement. So in my interpretation, your father, having crossed over, was visiting probably and reviewing one of his past lives.
Oh.
And you got caught up in the review of that past life, like you were transported to it, to one of his direct past lives, where he probably was, had his skull cracked and was buried in cement.
Oh.
Now that would have been a past life. How it emerges in this lifetime, we don't know. We don't have enough facts and figures to determine how it's been dispersed through time into the lifetime he's in. But when he crossed over, he's capable of looking at all his past lives, Maddie, and you went in to one of his past lives. Now, it could have been in that past life you knew him as well, and you encountered his demise during that time.
The other thing
that it could be is that in that past life he suffered a fall, landed on the cement, and cracked his skull. Maybe he was on the roof fixing something or picking a limb off a tree, or maybe he fell from some wall. But I think you, what's that?
I said, I was just listening, so I got that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, you know, I think you went into a past life chapter that he's probably revealing himself, wherein you were also involved in that past life. Probably it was from a fall more than a mobster thing. Any falls in this lifetime with anybody around you? Anybody ever fall down or hurt themselves or?
My father worked at a, he at one time, I think he worked at a lumber company, and he had a fall.
Okay. So that would suggest the continuation of the past life where it emerged into this lifetime and he actually had a fall working in the lumber company. And we mentioned the tree in the interpretation previously. So that's what I think the dream meant.
Oh, okay. So so you're telling me that I had this is not my father being my father in this lifetime. I had previous interaction with him in other lifetimes too. That's what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you. And in that lifetime, he did suffer a fall and died.
Yeah, okay.
And in,
well, maybe
and
that's why I was so close to my father. I was very close to my father in this lifetime.
Yeah. In that one, you would have been very close.
And in this lifetime, how did he die? What was his, did he have a stroke? Did he have anything? Heart problem?
No, I think it was heart failure, I believe.
Well, so was his heart. It was heart failure.
Yeah, I think it was heart failure. Yeah. Wow.
And I mean, that's on some level, that's connected to the brain because your heart stops. Obviously, the brain isn't oxygenated anymore, and that cuts off the supply of blood to the brain, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, the crack in the head could also be symbolic of his death, which was not like a stroke necessarily, but involved his heart, which would cause his brain to, I mean, obviously anything that, got the brain from working. But what I picked up is something like a stroke or a heart problem, which you're validating. So anyway,
fantastic how you interpret.
Yeah,
amazing.
There's a brief analogy, Maddie, between you calling 911 and your daughter's alarm system going off. So probably what happened was, if we go back to the past life, you, your daughter, and your father were probably all companions.
Okay.
Because I think that there might be an attempt for your father to try to reach you.
Yeah, I agree with that totally.
That's what I thought. I mentioned it to my daughter, and she said, perhaps he's around you. And I say, yeah. What is he trying to tell me?
Well, okay. So as far as the spontaneous reaction I'm getting, he's giving you a warning to be careful. So let me ask you something. Are you an extremely safe driver? Extremely.
I pride myself for not driving too close and to anybody, and just drive the mileage that, you know.
Okay, you are safe. Have you ever fallen, broken a bone, been in an accident?
Yeah, I've fallen off a ladder.
Oh.
Back in the 80s and fractured my ankle. Yeah.
Okay. Did your father fell off a ladder?
Off a lumber. She doesn't know.
But he had a fall.
So
yeah, my father had a fall from the lumber company. But back in the 80s, what was I doing? I think I was cleaning my windows, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You need, we know a woman who fell off a little step ladder and broke her leg. You need.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not broke it. Shattered her whole leg.
Shattered, yeah.
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 So
you
major.
Need to be very, oh, if you're on any ladder or above the ground, even by a foot, you need to be extremely careful or have your daughter spot you while you're up there. I don't care if it's a foot off the ground, you need to have a spotter, or you need to be so careful that you're already prepared on what you would catch if you were to misstep.
Okay. I remember that. Okay.
Okay, that's your father's warning.
That's your father's warning.
That was my father's warning. Okay, so he was around me giving me a message. Okay.
Oh, definitely. I mean, sometimes you can have psychological dreams about people that have crossed that were important to you in your life. But I think a lot of times it's a visitation for whatever reason, a warning or just, you know.
The other day, it was about a week ago, I had something weird. No, it wasn't a week ago. It was Sunday. I had something weird that happened to me. I looked like I went into a trance, and I had all these visions going on. And I came out of it, and I said, what, am I going crazy?
No, what happened? How did that come about?
Pardon me?
How did that come about?
I don't know. I thought, is that stress or what? I just had these visions. It's like I'm sitting there, and it's like, what's going on? And I came out of it, and it's like, I'm here. I feel fine. But what were those visions about? This is not the first time this happened to me. Is that still a paranormal?
No. Well.
No, it's called paranoia.
Yeah,
no, just kidding.
Yeah.
Paranoid. Okay.
Yeah,
I know.
Let me ask you something. To your recollection, did you have any abuse as a child? Were you ever hit on the head? Did you have any concussions? First of all, let's go there.
As a child, did I have a concussion? No, unless it was 1 or 2 years old. I don't know nothing about it. No. But I tell you what I used to have all the time, and that was weird how it stopped. I used to have seizures disorders from the age of maybe like early 80, 81, all the way up until 2018,
19. Was there ever explained by a doctor?
They didn't ever find anything.
Yeah. See, I believe that you come from a deep background. So one was, I think you were probably a soothsayer.
Soothsayer?
Or like a witch or, you know, someone who did readings, not evil, but you involved yourself with the occult. And people who involved themselves with the occult were sometimes just fortune tellers or readers or oracles.
Right,
and
right.
They weren't necessarily evil. And I believe you also suffered from past life concussions. So I think that your left brain is, it will be your right brain connecting to your left side. Well, maybe your left brain.
What are you talking about?
You're more of her psychological creative
side would be your right brain.
Right brain. So your right brain is stimulating the events of that past life, where in that regard, your visions and your hallucinations would have been tied into your profession, your connection. And do you ever burn candles?
I used to dip and dab with it for the fun of it, but I never really got down serious.
It's because of the residual of your past life. And back in those days, you were burning black candles.
Wow.
Yeah, you would ward off, quote, evil spirits. So in warding off evil spirits, you were actually connecting to evil spirits. And they know you. They look at you and they go, oh, there's Maddie. Boy, she was our enemy in a past life. So they try to, they try to provoke you. It won't go anywhere, but they just try anyways. No? So your hallucinations are more like rain hitting the window, but not flooding the house.
Wow. Oh, I didn't I didn't expect to hear that, but I have been approached by people like you two. They wanted to work with me, and I guess I wasn't ready because I used excuse. The first woman that ever approached me was a woman out of Connecticut, and she lived in the city of New York, and I was at a lecturer walking across, and she looked over and said, oh, my God, come here. I said, come here. Who, me or her? No, you, come here. And she said, oh, my God, look at the light around you. Here's my car. Come see me. And she really wanted to work with me. Her name was Ms. Mike Patton. And I used excuses like, I don't know New York like that. I'm not going over there. I don't want my husband to take me over.
You wanted you as a client? Or she wanted you to
She wanted to work with me.
Without knowing anything about you?
Work with you? What do you mean work
like
with you?
Help me develop what she saw.
Oh, yeah. But that's, I mean, you have to be careful.
I didn't go to her. I didn't do it because I use excuse, like, I don't know New York like that, Manhattan. My husband knew, like, the back of his hand, but I didn't want to bother him. Like, nah.
Yeah. Well,
so I let that go.
That's okay, because that was a past life.
Right.
Past life.
Right.
But anyways, that's where it's coming from, and I don't think you need to worry about it. It's just
from
the residual energy of your life. You only need to worry about it if it really becomes disruptive.
Yes, because I definitely, it'll pop up once in a while. It's like I go into a trance. I go away, then I come back, and it's like, where was I?
When you did readings in that past life, you went into deep trances. I mean, you went into the classical demonstration of drama. You'd go into deep trances. Your eyes would go in the back of your head, and you would you'd be temporarily possessed. And then get rid of the spirits. But you see, it left a mark on you. So you have a little bit of residual energy. But it's not because you're evil, it's because you fought evil.
I fought evil against me, yeah. And maybe that's why I don't trust a whole lot of people today.
Well, conditioned by your upbringing and maybe you'd have to be careful because when you helped people in the past life, by helping them, you made yourself vulnerable to the evil spirits you're trying to get rid of.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. I got, this is priceless. It really is. Wow.
Good, Maddie. Good. Yeah.
So do you feel as though that I'm able to do paranormal?
Well, I mean, you can develop yourself. I mean, you know, you're 79 years old. I mean, you're starting a little late, I might say. But, you know, you have a strong master number. You're a 9. That's, I mean, the fact that you would do this at the end of your life, you're a 9. 9s, you know, are really, they're long-suffering, but also, you know, it's the eternal number. 9 is the eternal number. So you're eternally evolving in yourself. So, yes, you could do paranormal work now, but you're not going to immediately be.
You're a bit vulnerable because the experience left you doubtful as to what was going on. So if you were to become involved in paranormal activity on any level, helping people yourself, you'd have to be very careful and have somebody kind of helping you out a little bit.
Who knows what they're doing? And the feeling that I get from the woman who said, oh, you know, you've got this great energy.
No,
I want to help you.
She was evil.
Yeah.
She was dark.
Exactly.
Oh my God, maybe that's why my spirit won't let me go. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I didn't, not a good vibe. And people who do that, I mean, generally, I don't know, I wouldn't trust them anyway, just on a general level, because what is she going to get out of it? Money or control over you in your mind? Does she want to control somebody? Maybe she doesn't want monetary.
No, you see, in a past life, that woman was a rapist.
Wow.
And lured women to him by being very
seductive,
conniving, and almost psychic. But then that man turned into this woman, and she's a predator.
But.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. I hate to leave
and
you.
And she would read, and how she would read you, too. I did get a reading from her. She would sit back in the chair and held her head back, and her eyes would roll back in the back of her head.
Oh, just like Neil described.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean,
there we go. That's what,
life, but there's a connection there.
So you
there.
Did have a further connection with her.
I did. Oh, yeah, I did go one time to get a reading from her, and what she said was real true, but that's when she said, I want you to come. I want to work with you again.
She's talented.
But I never went back. I used excuses, and maybe that's why I was being protected.
Wow. And I hate to cut this short, but we do have to close early today, everyone. We are closing early. So hopefully this has been helpful to you, Maddie. And
it has. It definitely has.
Yeah,
wow.
Interesting.
I'll just help people other ways, maybe read them or help them out in that way, not paranormal.
Work on learning more about the paranormal or more about spirituality. Learn more. You know, there are a lot of people helping people, but they're pretty uneducated. So I think, you know, educating yourself in the right way is
a little bit more reading about,
reading, whatever it is.
Right, okay.
Okay,
all
take
right.
care.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Okay. Bye-bye. You too. Bye. All right. We are on the air next week, but I am not sure when. Perhaps Monday. I don't know when we're doing our shows, but it is going to be a fairly busy week, and I don't know when we're scheduling, so we'll have to discuss that. But we are done for the day. We will speak to you next week. Thanks, callers, chatter, and to our listeners out there. Remember to follow our show or our pages. We really appreciate that support, everyone. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.